America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here. And Colleen, it's great being alive on this August, what is it, 5th or 6th?
Today is the 5th.
August 5th, 2021. Good afternoon.
Nice to have you here.
It's like I said, it's great being here, and it's great having you on the line as well, or on the airwaves, I guess.
People listening wherever they are.
Wherever you're at. And so this program, let's get the sponsorship out as quick as we can. That a lot of things to talk about today is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. I'm president and CEO of the Alliance Legal Group, and that we're your hometown attorney, that we've been practicing law for about 25. I've been doing about 30 years, but we've been around for about 25 years. We've got four offices around Hampton Roads. We file as many bankruptcies as most, if not more than most, and that we do a really good job. And we're a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to serve you and take care of you and get rid of those bills for you. And so that's our basic sponsor. You can get a hold of us at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. We'd appreciate your help and sponsorship of this program through going to our office. That this program is 100% provided for your faith and freedom benefit, and just to get the message out that things have changed in this world, and things are really a lot different than they used to be. And so good morning, good afternoon again, and what do you want to talk about today, Colleen?
Well, if they want to reach in the conversation, and if you have a topic and you're listening, you can call us at 488-5299, 488-5299. Always something happening in our world and our country, and just like Steve said, we need to be aware of what's happening and informed and find the right sources of information and make sure that we focus on that. And above all, keep God first in our lives for that.
Amen. And so, you know, we've been talking about the last couple weeks, I mean, you know, at least the last couple weeks, about an impending apparent lockdown that we saw again several weeks ago. We started seeing the Europe, you know, France, UK, Germany, having riots, wanting to not be locked down, not be required to have mandates to wear masks, and especially to be vaccinated. We started seeing those happening on a regular basis, and we said, you know, it's coming to the United States. And day by day, week by week, we see these impositions occurring. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, but I think that you hit it right on the head, Colleen, that this is really all about, we were talking about this last Tuesday, that this is a time for the church to step forward. And, you know, that you know, that we all know the kind of symbolism of, you know, either a frog in a boiling pot, or, you know, sometimes out here we might have steam crabs, you know, that they do the same thing. They try to get out of that, but a little bit too late, you know, that once you're in the pot and the heat starts going up, that it's just about all over. And I had actually even heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, because I've boiled a lot of crabs, that there's supposed to be observational evidence that, you know, the crabs that are on the bottom try to keep the ones that are trying to get out from getting out. Have you ever seen that when you boil crabs?
I have never boiled crabs. So.
You've never boiled crabs?
No,
oh, my
not.
Goodness.
Am I missing out on something?
Well, we won't tell PETA.
Okay. You said, so the ones on the bottom keep the
other ones trying to get out. Yeah, that they grab the other ones. Don't letting them get out. It's kind of
That's
crazy.
That's an interesting analogy about people dragging other people down.
Yeah, and especially during this end-time scenario that we're facing, that things couldn't be more applicable. You know, one of the things that is real typical of a communist society is censorship. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen the book burning,
social media censorship as well.
Oh, certainly. You know, they didn't have social media, I don't think,
back in the Nazi
days.
Definitely burning books.
Yeah, you know, the Corrie ten Boom sort of scenarios where the Nazis go house to house.
Knowledge
is power, yep. And that the, and you know, what's really amazing is sometimes you have to try to look and see the evidence of what's going on, who's, you know, we talk about a great reset. We talk about bad folks, bad actors doing bad things to us. And so when we start seeing those things kind of showing up on a regular basis, then we say, you know, I've seen that before. We can recognize those kind of actors. And so one of the things that I've noticed in the last few days happened that, and I didn't bring the article, that Canada has just passed a law, or is it either getting ready to be signed into law? It's I think it's called C-10, and it's where I meant to grab it, but I just didn't have time. If you are a caller and you want to call in and comment on it, and you've read it or you look it up on the internet, the phone number is
488-5299, 488-5299.
But, you know, Canada's far-left government, headed up by Trudeau, is in the process, if they haven't already passed it, they're in the process of passing a law, I think it's called C-10, that regulates the social media. So Facebook, YouTube, video content. And what it is basically that you have 48 hours that if you're if you upload facial on Facebook, that the you have 48 hours you're considered a broadcaster to take it off, or you get fined substantial penalties. And it's just basically a government takeover of the social media, and it's going to crack down on social media, you know, on things that they think are offensive, you know, and so that we have another level of crackdown on the WWW, on the World Wide Internet. The Canada's going to be the police of their, they're going to modify their broadcasting law so that you know, individuals that used to be able to post anything they wanted to on, you know, only subject to the ever-increasing censorship by the platforms, are now going to be actually monitored just like that they were a TV station. And so that they could only put the stuff that the TV station would otherwise be able to do. We have a caller on the line. I believe it's Tony from Phoenix, Arizona. Tony, are you on the line?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great hearing from you today. What's on your mind?
You're talking about a couple of things. One was we didn't have the internet or anything back in the old days under radio for them to use. What they did use was they used free ham radio, and they used to hunt them down and execute them when they found them.
Is that right? When you for the ham radio, for the shortwave radio broadcasters?
They would do radio shows to keep people motivated for freedom, and the Nazi or the Communist parties would hunt them down by directional devices and destroy them. You're also talking about that C-10. That C-10 is a very concerning bill, because you know as close as Canada is, if they get that passed, we won't be far behind, and it regulates everything. You could post something today, and they just take you off. They're going to have to warn you. You violated the policy, and it'll probably eventually go into some kind of a jail time, I bet you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they have those. I haven't read the whole bill yet, but that, you know, I was, what alerted me to it was the, I was actually on another site that had been effectively banned in America, and that was the Dr. Mercola. Mercola, I think it's Mercola.com. And, of course, he was one of the 12. You know, you had these 12 people that were like the worst. You know, they blamed the reason that we only had, you know, 50 or 70% of the people vaccinated was because of these 12 monsters that were on. You've heard of them. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rouchard, I think his name, I can't remember his name, the one from Massachusetts or something like that. But anyhow, there was 12, you know, that Kennedy guy, so the 12 people that were just putting a lot of truth out there about the vaccine. And what's amazing is, and I got this article, I'm going to read it very quickly just because you need to go to Mercurlo.com. Whether you like him or not, His whole life, 25 years, was dedicated towards, you know, doing this blog webcast website where he would put this holistic information about how to, you know, take herbs and get healthy naturally without going to Big Pharma and that kind of thing. And, of course, he was not a big fan of the whole COVID thing. And so that he was putting a lot of information about that, too, and not a big fan about the vaccines either. Now, whether you agree with him or not, that something's happened, that he was on, he has 48 hours to take down his website. And this is his life passion. So you know it's a big deal, whether they're going to take away his doctor's license or whether they got some other sort of threats going on. We don't know. But this is what it says. It says, today this is Dr. McCullough on his website. You just go there, you can listen to it. I'm going to try to hit the big parts to it. It says, today I have the most important announcement in a quarter century of this newsletter. Goal and passion always been about supporting you and helping taking control of your health. And then he goes on, talks about the gratitude of when he has been doing this over the years. And he said, there's many times he was criticized, but that's to be expected. But one of the great freedoms in America that we could enjoy was that we could have different views and speak openly, you know, without fear of retribution. But he says, but we are now in a different time, a much darker time. The silence of free speech is now deafening. Not only is blatant censorship tolerated, it's being encouraged by the very people who were to be entrusted with protecting our freedom of speech. He says, we are not living from the lessons we've learned before. Never in my life, he says, would I believe the sitting president of the United States calls out 12 Americans in a McCarthyism-like attack in the United States. And, of course, he was on top of this list, and he goes on. There was this New York article a couple of days ago that really attacked him, and that he says he can deal with, you know, a lot of the criticism, but what he ends up saying, he says he says, I can hardly believe these words are coming out of my mouth. It's a testament of just how radical things have degenerated in the past. However, I will continue to publish new articles, but going forward, each article will only be published for 48 hours, and all the rest of my website will be removed within 48 hours. That says, just to be clear, all the content will be, this includes the information on, he, this is like a, you know, I'm an attorney. You know, when you have like a defamation case, you have to make a public announcement of like a retraction. That's what this sounds like. It says, just to be clear, all my content will be, it's like going up there and, you know, it's like when the ISIS people take you up there and they make you kneel down on your knees and they say, we want you to say that, or like with Jane Fonda, you know, just, we hate America and that we hate, you know, all this stuff. That's what this sounds like. It says, just to be clear, all my content will be removed. This includes articles on the Great Reset, general nutrition, the coronavirus, and my interviews with experts. They will, and then he goes on and says, they'll be removed to appease the individuals in power who have an arsenal of overwhelming tools at their disposal. And then he goes on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, something's going on with this person who's dedicated his life to this doctor, this well-renowned, well-reputed doctor, that he's abandoning what he's done for his entire life because of some sort of external pressure.
Exactly. And what you want to put along with that is, now you have the virus vaccine they're trying to get us to take. They're in a manner I've never seen anything like it in the history of the world, that they tried to get anything done like this. Then you got him saying, hey, I got to step back. The other 12 doctors are probably going to be able to do the same thing. And now they're going after saying, if you want to get just simple vitamin C, you will need a prescription. Now think about what that means, because that means at that point, everything that you can do to take care of yourself, to help your body push back on anything that they're doing is gone. You are now 100% susceptible to whatever they want to do, or whatever they want to give you and not give you.
And I think that two things. If you got the noise on a little bit, getting a little bit of feedback. But I think what you're referring to is, I think it was it Senator Durbin? He had tried to sneak in that thing in the last, you know, he either tried to put it in the $1.3 trillion bill, or he's going to try to sneak it in the next one. But I think it was in the $1.3 trillion bill, that basically that you would have to, you know, that he just kind of snuck it in there. What's it doing in there? But that you'd have to get prescriptions for general nutrients. So there's this attack on, you know, your body was designed to stay healthy. You hold in the hands, you know,
the ability to just be healthy without big pharma. But they don't want you to have that. They don't want you to take vitamin D. They don't want you to take magnesium. They don't want you to take hydroxychloroquine,
zinc,
You know, stuff that would just keep you healthy, because that's how they're controlling the narrative.
Well, they're even going after ivermectin now. Ivermectin has been proven to be 98% effective against almost all viruses within 24 hours, and they're going after it like it's cyanide.
You know, and one thing that I would say is that there's this attack on free speech, and you know that science can only flourish in an atmosphere of free speech. That's what Einstein, I didn't say that, Einstein said that. And so there's a reason that they're attacking free, because science is out the window now. You know, they're going after unvaccinated people like crazy. I just saw Fauci made an article saying, you know, the reason that we are going to have more dangerous variants is because of the unvaccinated. You know, science will tell you that the reason that variants occur is because you have vaccinations, and that the virus is trying to evade the vaccination. That's why they say don't take too much, you know, Z-Pack. I had a hard time getting Z-Pack over the last couple of years, because they always want to say, you're taking too much Z-Pack, you're going to cause a variant to occur, and then it's going to be a much tougher variant. Same thing's going on with these variants, that they said now there's going to be a Lambda and a Epsilon and a next one. And they already know what's going to happen. And that when we see all these reports coming from different places, 70% of the people are the vaccinated people. It's not the unvaccinated people that are getting sick. And then now there's reports coming out that, you know, there's these spikes that happen when the vaccinations come out. You know, that there's all of a sudden that, you know, vaccinations, you would think that the vaccination, all of a sudden you see a spike downward. But that across the board, you're seeing these spikes that have happened upward from the time. And they're even saying that a lot of the deaths that are reported as Delta variants are vaccine caused.
Exactly.
You know, so
they're also using names that are very carefully chosen. We've been conditioned by movies in our childhood. Delta, Epsilon, all these names were some type of a bad event that happened in a movie, and they're pulling them into common life now.
It's crazy out there. Tony, I appreciate you calling in. Any more thoughts
before we...
Okay, well, thank you, Tony. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
And we have a message from our sponsor.
Sure. Our sponsor is the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And you can go to debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com. They deal with a lot of different legal issues, including bankruptcy, specializing in bankruptcy. So go to that chat box at debtfreeva.com and find out more information if they can help you with your bankruptcy needs and get you financially free on that side of things. Or if you have some other legal questions, they'd be happy to help you with that as well. And in addition to Alliance Legal Group, they also operate Christian Rights Ministries as well. And so I invite you to check out their information there, particularly in the times and days we're living with, that you might be in need of their services there as well. You are listening to Faith and Freedom, and again, it's being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. You can go call us and join in on the conversation. The phone number is 488-5299, 488-5299. Again, if you want to participate in the conversation, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, that's kind of the state of what's going on. And again, that there's this big government, but it's bigger than big government, because we know that the end of big government, the end of socialism, is communism. And that's really the nature of what we're seeing here. We're seeing government control of free speech. We're seeing it in everything from social media. We're seeing it, done by the social media networks, Facebook, YouTube, all the social media folks. And you're even seeing social media where that push against it, like Parler, just being deplatformed. And then folks like Gab having the hardest time in the world trying to function because of all the external pressures. But now you're seeing even more, that you're seeing websites, and, you know, because they didn't have websites, obviously, back in Nazi days. They're just being, it's like book burning. You know, it's taking content away, information away from the free market.
So it's a very, very concern. It should be a very, you know, and, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, that I'm not, I don't, I've never even looked at Dr. McCullough before. But that, you know, he's one of these, you know, holistic, nutrition, herb sort of, you know, everything, you get healthy naturally. And, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, as a conservative, I don't look at that site very often, but I know a lot of folks that probably on the left side of the equation do. That's you know, it's just kind of a natural thing sometimes. They've got to be seeing this too and saying, you know, they're taking away information that we wanted. You know, at some point it's going to be driven home that this big government is not their friends.
When will we realize? When will we wake up and realize, you know,
the people that they've been supporting are the ones that are killing us? So, more evidence that there's things going on that we need to be aware of. And all we have to do is look at, you know, some of the stuff comes across the water and that we see it coming on a regular basis. That, you know, we see the lockdowns we see in France and UK and Europe. But we see them happen in Australia. A couple quick articles from Australia and France as we kind of wind down here, just so you keep your eyes on it, because whatever's going on over there, you can expect it's going to migrate over here. So this Australian article from the Epoch Times talks about no jab, no work. Australia's SPC, which it must be one of their, you know, one of their organizations there. I'm not sure what the SPC stands for yet, so I'll read this. Is the first Australian company, so it's a company, to announce that all staff must be fully vaccinated by the end of November. Well, we've already started seeing that here. Mm-hmm. So all staff, permanent workers, contractors, and it says, and so the Delta variant. And so SPC is just a company, just like we have out here with all the different companies that are already saying that.
Yeah, a lot of big companies are starting to implement that, at least at the higher management
and
level.
You know, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. Mm. There's got to be a lot of lawsuits. That's probably the business I need to get into, is filing lawsuits again. You know, of course, you need to be a good employment lawyer, because that's what it really. And if you need the name of a good employment lawyer, I got some that would love to get a referral. I can guarantee you, and they'll sue the pants off these guys. They really will.
It's definitely that, or some of these businesses are going to start to see a loss of employees as well.
Well, the people that want to stay home anyhow, probably, but that, so Victoria, another Australian article says we'll enter to a lockdown for, the sixth time. So Victoria, Australia will enter a 7-day lockdown, and this is coming out today, because of the COVID, that Premier Daniel confirmed the lockdown will begin at 8 PM on Thursday. And of course, you know, it's just, you know, they're probably just saying it's just, you know, what, 14 days to what?
Flatten the curve,
right? We'll just do that. Of course, the reason the curve went up was because you started vaccinating people. And so it says there is no alternative but to listen to our public health experts, like, you know, Mr. Fauci or, you know, somebody from the WHO. Real good public health experts. And so that the lockdown was prompted in fears by a teacher that may have got infected, it says. So that's that article. And then, of course, we have this article from the French court to rule on Macron's COVID-19 health pass rules. And so this is just a Reuters article saying that, you know, people are getting tired about it in France. And opponents of the measures say that Macron is trampling on freedoms. Of course, he is. And, of course, discriminating against the unvaccinated. So it's just going on. Some 200,000 people marched in towns for a third weekend. You won't hear that on the mainstream media, but lots of protests going on. And then the final article, we have several others, but the final article we're going to talk about is maybe someday there might be a change. We see this article here from Wisconsin election officials that they have now removed over 205,000 voters from the rolls. And so the question is why didn't they remove those before the election? Mm-hmm. You know, they go down through a breakdown, and it's just, you know, we'll see if there's going to be any kind of change. We don't know. They keep your eyes on Arizona, of course, and see what Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Wisconsin and, you know, just all the other states, you know, whether they're just going through the motions, whether or not, you know, they've all been, you know, bought by big government, and whether or not that anything's ever going to happen, we don't know. But understand this, that things have, just like Dr. McCullough said, things have changed. We're in a different world now. This is the, you know, they said the new normal, this is the new normal, and it's getting worse. So if you're a Christian, and if you're a Christian, you need to get real about your relationship with Jesus Christ, and you need to start standing up for those things that you need to as a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, you know, there's no better time to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and give your life to Him and get the peace that passes understanding in the midst of the storm, that He will give you peace. And so with all that being said, we're going to sign off today. We wish you a very wonderful weekend. We pray that if you're a Christian, that you'll find yourself in your church this weekend. And until then, take care, God bless, and we love you.
Been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.